Away the lads. Did you press the button?
No, I just moved it.
Come on! Holy fuck, a mustache now.
Actually, that WhatsApp you sent, was it last night? Your Popeye impression is very good. Yeah. Do your Popeye impression into the camera there. It was very good, actually.
I am what I am.
For those of you who are not watching us on Facebook, that would probably have been lost on you.
Well, mate, I look like Popeye anyway. I've been called Popeye for my whole life by people.
Have you?
Yeah, because I had a very similar head to him, yeah. That's why I have a Popeye tattoo, sure.
Does Popeye have any sort of facial hair?
No, that's just at the moment I have the facial hair. But that'll be gone. I'll be back to regular Popeye.
Why did I always assume Popeye had facial hair?
Oh, you're thinking of Brutus. That's you. You're Brutus and I'm Popeye.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm Brutus literally the least hairiest person you can least.
No, not Brutus even in the place it's
supposed
hair.
To be.
And Popeye, you see, I used to be called Popeye all the time. Because I do look a bit like Popeye. I do, yeah. Well, people have put... It was a thing for a while where my friends would stick a little cartoon pipe and hat on me. When I did interviews, I still have the pictures.
Are you serious?
And they were like, oh, look, a Popeye striking again. And then because I was a vegetarian, and of course, Popeye is
spinach,
the world's strongest vegetarian. Well, I know it was never the world's strongest fucking ant, but you know what I mean? But he was a famous vegetarian.
Do you have a soft spot for spinach?
Not really. I don't really like spinach very much. I find it makes it, it's very sort of green. You know what I mean? Like, as far as I like a salad and all, I'd like stretch to kale. But stretching for spinach is very green. It's very green.
Because I'd go, if I had a chopped salad now, I'd have the spinach instead of the mixed leaves.
I was doing it for a while and I thought, this is the hard stuff. You know, this is the hard stuff.
Do you think stuff. So? God, I would have thought kale would be more.
No, kale's crunchy. You know what I mean? And it's a sort of a lighter green.
Are you sure it's not just a bit more hipster? Is that not where you're going with
it? There's a bit of that as well, yeah. There's a bit of it. It is the cold hipster cabbage.
Yeah.
But it's a lighter green. And you know what I mean? It's not as hefty. So it's more similar to lettuce.
The only thing about spinach is
not like lettuce. It's hardcore. It's a leaf.
Spinach, when you eat it, you're like as a salad or whatever, that's one thing. Right.
Yeah.
But when you cook it,
oh, for fuck's sake.
It goes
very... Oh my God.
Like when you see spinach on a plate cooked... You know, or what do they? They don't even call it cooked. Sweated or something.
Have
you sweated out that spinach?
Do you ever see how much fucking spinach you need to get a sandwich worked out of it if you're going to put it on the pan?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's like emptying your duvet. Imagine emptying the contents of your duvet. You get just enough for a fucking chicken wrap out of it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's mad when it wilts. Wilting. No, was that it?
Wilting.
No, maybe that's me. Maybe I wilt.
Well, we all wilt, yeah. Especially after 40. Jesus, there's been a lot of wilting on. I used to have a fine head of cabbage. Now it's all a wilt.
Now everything's a bit wilted.
Now it's all a bit tossed salad down there nowadays.
Anyway, listen, we're actually doing the after show a bit earlier than we'd normally do us because PJ's off gallivanting. He's doing a big sneak off and he's leaving his mates in Dublin to go and find his mates in Cork.
Yeah.
Because he's an international globe trotter.
Yeah.
He commutes between Dublin and Cork on a regular basis.
Yeah, too right. Fuck you, losers. I'm out of town. I'm hanging out in Cork again. Yeah, so that's it. I'm off to Cork later on today. Down to Cork, jumping in the motor car. I'm going to have to get a bit of a kip down. Fucking knacker today. Jeez, I'm so tired today. Do you ever get so tired, right?
Right.
That you actually feel you're in a car, but you're not. Like, you can feel motion. You're like, whoa. Do you ever feel like, do you ever get like that? No. I got that a couple of times this morning.
So tired, like you feel you're in a car.
You feel like you're in a car, but you're not. Like, I fell asleep listening to you there a couple of times today, right? It happens a lot. I was there, right? And you were on, I didn't know what you were saying.
Yeah, and then, you know, fucking we better do the show. And I'm like, Jesus, Jim, on this fucking show every day.
So I nodded off a couple of times when Jim was telling me what was coming up next and all, right?
Yeah.
And do you ever get it? And it's like you feel like you're in transit. You all of a sudden just go, and you haven't moved, but you go, you wake up.
Yeah.
And you can feel the whole body like someone's hit the brakes of the car. Do you ever get that feeling? No.
I think I know what you're going. I just never heard it described as thinking you're in a car.
It feels like you're on a boat. You're so tired you feel like you're on a boat.
Waking up shouting, left turn! Yeah. Left turn!
All men starboard side! all that sort of shit.
Oh, man.
But I felt a couple of times it was like that. And I knew I hadn't moved.
A little bit of a speed wobble.
Yeah, but I knew I hadn't moved, but the body was in, something internally was in motion.
You don't still have your sea legs maybe from the, you know, lifeboat.
Yeah, I know. The sea was like a fucking pool table last night. It was brilliant. Oh, jeez. We were out to, like, just literally,
this is where I should probably shut up. I won't say there was a lot done last night anyway.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You know, it was honest. Oh yeah, there wasn't a lot done.
Yeah. If there's any other RNLI members listening, shut up, will you?
Jesus Christ, I
came home, said I was exhausted. We'd been flat out.
I came home and said we put out a floating orphanage went on fire, and we had to put it out. Oh, thank God the heroes were where they needed to be, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I'm just fucking tired today.
And so what, do you know why you're tired?
I didn't get much sleep. I was all...
Last night?
Yeah, well, because I'm normally very good in the weekends, right? I go to bed the same time in the weekends as I do during the week, generally speaking, right?
Oh, my God, that's early, man, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right. I like it, you know what I mean? Because I get up so early, I still get a full day, and it's great doing those hours because you get to see next to fucking nobody, and that suits me. and so it's grand, but this weekend was different, and now I've got jet lag. So I'm like, you know, and then if you pour a couple of pints on it, right? I had a couple of Smittics during the week, and that makes shit to smithereens of me sleep pattern.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm waking up now at 1 o'clock in the morning with a fright going, the fuck do I need a piss for now? Ah, Jesus! You know, the drama of needing a piss. And I'm doing that thing walking around where you're trying to close your eyes as tight as you can, but let a crack of light in so you can find the jacks and not piss down the stairs. You know, walking around, and then you're like, I'll go sleep down again in a minute.
Yeah. Because you're afraid if you wake up too much.
Yeah.
You know, you think you can sort of stay close to being asleep.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, okay. So your flute's hanging out. It'll only be a little squirt and I'll go back to bed. Of course, this is the longest piss you're listening. Oh, Jesus Christ. You're going, fucking hell. I'm after doing about 12 litres here now.
Yeah, you've been pissing so long, you got hungry.
You piss so long that your tongue goes dry. You're literally dehydrating yourself. And you're like, boss, right, go back to the bed. Lie back down the bed. And then, of course, you're just lying there giving out. You're like, the fuck did I wake up for now? Why did I look at the time? Now I know it's 1:30. Jesus Christ, what am I going to
do? And you immediately start working out how long you have left.
Yes, yeah, so
exactly. If I could be asleep by 1:45, that'll give me. And you're working out, and then you're into it.
So then I woke up and I was watching horror movies at 4 o'clock in the morning, right?
What?
On Saturday morning, yeah. So I didn't get any sleep.
So this wasn't even a work day?
No!
So you couldn't even go back to sleep even though it was a weekend?
No, it's going to take a week to recover from the weekend.
And did you have a lie on then?
Now I'm in a pattern. Now the body's in a pattern. Now I'm 4 nights in a row waking up with heavy Mickey needing to do a wee-wee in the middle of the fucking night. There's a pattern that needs to be broken.
Oh, my God.
Because my body gets into a habit very fast.
Jesus, obviously by the sounds of it.
I'm telling you, there hasn't been a Rolex in the world invented that can keep time like my bottom and Mickey. I am on the clock to the second. Boom. Done. To the second. Like I tell you, it's unbelievable. You know.
You have the original cock-a-doodle-doo.
I do, yeah. As soon as dawn. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Oh, there's time for a slash. And then you have to break that habit. You have to break that pattern. To break that pattern now.
But that's the weird thing, isn't it, with gargle, is the fact that people think, you know what I mean? It's just helped me to get to sleep. You know, I'm a bit stressed. And the weird thing about it is, if you do have a couple,
ruins your sleep.
You go to bed, and okay, you tend to go out a bit faster. But you will absolutely guarantee, you'll definitely wake up in the middle of the night.
In the middle
of the night. Your sleep will be broken.
Yeah, and it's bollocks. Yeah. And then you're
doing that thing.
Yeah, it's like some fella's had his foot in your mouth for the whole night, wiggling his toes in it. For your whole night,
The top half of you is dry and the bottom half of you is a lot wet.
Yeah, you're
wetter. Or needs to be wetter.
And there's the store, all the sweat and all. You're all wet on the outside and all dry on the inside. You know that shit.
Yeah.
This is desperate. You know that sort of crap. So that's happening. So now last night I couldn't get to sleep, and then when I got to sleep I woke up for the slash. And then I woke up for the slash, and then as soon as I was getting back to sleep, just in the thick of it, was the proper time to get up. So I'm all over the place. I'm a disaster.
And do you ever do any of that stuff? Magic Mike has this thing he was talking about where the Marines or somebody use it. And you have to imagine
you're in a canoe or a kayak and you're floating looking at the blue sky and you feel the wiggling.
How do you get that going? What about the counting sheep?
I just look out the fucking window, like, you know. I'm right beside the sea.
Yeah.
I suppose he's in Gangland Luke and so it's harder for him. You know what I mean? But I mean, they're going, I like lying there and you're supposed to go, and you're supposed to say to yourself, you're imagining this, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time you're imagining that, you have to put your mind in some jewel sequence where you go, don't think, don't think. And you keep repeating, don't think.
But the more you say don't think, the more you're thinking about it, no?
That's why you have to, at the same time, simultaneously
That's a lot of fucking thinking for someone that's supposed to think. I know it is. It is. Like, it's too much.
This sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah,
you'd have to be awake.
Okay, obviously, you can only do it for 10 minutes before you fall asleep from exhaustion.
Yeah, exactly.
From making the brain do these things. Yeah, so that's, and there's all these other, and then you get all these flutes who, you know, they're just naturally good sleepers. You know them people?
Yeah.
Just close your eyes and pretend to be asleep and then you'll be asleep. You ever get this sort of shit?
Yeah.
Listen, you weirdo with your clean conscience. I have years of tormented bullshit in my brain that I have to fucking put to rest.
And it only comes out when I want to go asleep.
I can distract myself from myself during the day, but I have to live with me in the middle of the night when it's just the two of us, me and fucking me, left in my head going to bed. And myself going, now you cunt, now that I have you. Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember that time? Remember that? Yeah, do you? Do you remember that? Bet you feel like a prick for that now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm meaning to say to you? You're gobshite. Do you remember when you were in school, right? All starts to come up. You're like, oh, Jesus.
I haven't hit you with a load of guilt in a while. Let me tell you this.
Yeah. Let's go back to your communion. Yeah, when you wiped your ass with your shirt and your mother was disgusted. We'll start with that one. Yeah, that was an accident, but I want you to feel bad. Right, and then we'll move on a little bit to your 14th birthday.
Where
you got drunk and stuck your face in the cake in front of your parents. Remember that? They were disgusted. Had your name on it and everything. Right. And then we'll move on. You're just going through your whole life. Unbelievable.
They're very rare, but they think that it's... Well, are they very rare or are we?
They're rare enough.
The ones that can literally go to bed, head on pillow, asleep.
Yeah, I know.
Maximum 3 minutes.
Oh, well, my ex is unbelievable. Oh, she can do that. No problem. And like,
Yvonne's a brilliant sleeper. Actually, if sleeping ever becomes an Olympic sport, Yvonne has a gold medal nailed on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She can literally do that thing of like, you know.
That's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
So envious of that.
Absolutely.
You're either like a really innocent person or a complete psychopath if you can do that. You know what
obviously,
I mean?
She's a very innocent person.
I'd say she's a few bodies under the patio, does she? Everybody's stashed under the patio.
As long as mine doesn't end
now
up
we
there.
Know why Jim is always I better go home. Jesus Christ, what time is it? Oh fuck me, I'm 5 minutes behind schedule. Jesus, oh fucking hell, listen, if I go missing, I send a smoke signal to me ma.
it's definitely the innocent one.
Definitely the innocent one.
And what'd you say? You did know somebody who was like that?
Oh,
who
I did.
And cold like.
She, unbelievable. And one thing I envied so much with her was, right, you get the plane going on your holidays and shit, right?
Yeah.
And you'd literally sit on the plane and she'd go, this is going to be fucking... And wake up when the wheels hit the ground on the other side.
Oh,
it was like time travel.
That's the other thing I can't do.
I've never slept on a plane.
While travelling.
Never. And like, I used to go to the... Now, this is... I just want to say, don't, dude. This is totally irresponsible, right?
Yeah.
But I used to go to the doctor and say, I'm terrified of the flying. Oh, jeez, I'm terrified of the flying. I'm going to need tablets. I have 5 flights. Now, I'd have 1 flight.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they'd give me a bunch of... A moxie load of fucking... Valiums or Xanax or whatever the fuck, right? And I go, grand. And then I go to another doctor without saying anything. And I'd say the same thing again.
My God.
And I take Pablo the whole
Escobar.
Lot of them on one flight going over.
Are you serious?
And the whole lot in the room. Yeah, I take 4 or 5 of them.
I'm surprised you woke up at all.
Yeah, I know, so am I. Yeah. And jeez, but I tell you something. I used to be afraid of flying, like. But the best thing about Valium and all is you still think you're going to die, right? You just don't really care. You know, you just think, as long as I get to see the end of the movie.
Turn into the person next to you. Wouldn't it be bad, like, if we crashed an old...
Yeah.
Into a mountain or something.
Yeah, just think, I might just put the life jacket on, just in case, you know what I mean? Just for the crack, just to go to the toilet.
Yeah, in case I get caught out on the way back.
But you'll be arrested. Sure, who cares? Life is for living, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I assume that was back
in the day. I'm sure you wouldn't be able to get away with that now. A doctor probably wouldn't do it now without bloody 18 different checks
I'd
or something.
I'd say you'd get away with it with some of them. You know, there's them doctors out there that have given up hope. You know them doctors?
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, they're just waiting for retirement.
You just walk in and go, I've got a pain in me hole. Can I have some heroin here? Go on. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't give a shit. Fuck this job. I always wanted to be a pilot anyway.
I have a pain in my hole.
You have a pain in my hole. The only thing that makes you feel better is heroin. Grind. No bother. Here, fuck it. There's 50 quid. Fucking get me some.
I don't have any on me at
get
the moment.
Get me some oil around it and bring it back in. Yeah, look, I'm ever going to see that, you Robin Bass. Yeah, there'll be a few. There's bound to be a few, isn't there? Bound to be a few of them, because we've all had those doctors. You know, you shop around for a doctor nowadays. Yeah. I do anyway. You know, them doctor. I've no time. I want the one in the middle. You know, I don't want your man going, listen, I've an earache. So what? Fuck off. Take some heroin. I don't give a shit. Take whatever. What do you want here? Take fucking 35 Zimos. You'll be grand. You know, I don't want that one.
Yeah.
But I also don't want the doctor when you go in and say, listen, you know, I've got a pain in my elbow. And you go, well, I don't know what way your body would react to painkillers. Trust me. I've been loaded on Salpidine for half of my life with hangovers. Yeah. It'll be grand. And well, I'm not sure about that. You know, these ones that are real. Like, they're,
have you heard about codeine?
Yeah, you know these. Have you tried doing meditation? Fuck you now and give me the pills.
Because that's what I thought you were going to go
for. You know this
sort
of shit.
The
lad
who turn around and go, so this pain, I mean, now, have you... Is there a lot of stress in your life?
Yeah, you know them doctors. Yeah, there is, yeah.
Well, how's work going for you at the moment? And what's the family life?
Bastards.
Like?
Yeah. Give me the pills.
So, yeah, the lad wants to do the whole... He fancies himself as Dr. Phil or something.
Yeah.
All you want them to do is write the antibiotics.
Yeah, you're going in and you're just like, look, I'm getting on the flight and, you know what I mean, I'm freaking out a bit. And to be honest with you, I'm just in a bad mood. I have to queue at the bank, so a few Valium for that queue would be great. I want you to say, I'm not doing that. Here's one now. You have one.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give you one for
the queue.
You want them to be slightly responsible.
Yeah,
just irresponsible enough to say, now, you know, PJ, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah,
listen,
now I shouldn't be doing this.
Now, this is, you know, I mean, this could have me struck off.
I can't give you tablets every time you have to queue at the bank, right? Right? PJ, I'm serious. Why not? PJ, set up the internet banking,
exactly.
Will you? I can't be too cheeky. You're using them for the, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
I say, I heard you had to change a pair of trousers last week and you took two Valium. Yeah, but it was a pair of trousers, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was a present, though. And it was in Brown Thomas, so I was very intimidated.
And I didn't have the receipt.
Yeah, I was intimidated in Brown Thomas. I took a sleeper in the McDonald's and had a kip over the magic mushrooms. Oh, no, not there.
Magic mushrooms.
I meant the kids' mushrooms that you sit on down the back.
The stools.
Yeah, that sounded really wrong.
Do you mind if I go and sit with the magic mushrooms?
I would like to once again say these are all bad ideas. You know, you shouldn't be taking.
No, absolutely.
Drugs willy-nilly. They're very serious.
If anybody out there does know a doctor who will turn around and go, now listen, I shouldn't be doing this, but we want to know.
Yeah. If you're on, we'll
both go and see him.
Oh, I'll never forget being on the methadone. Not the methadone. Morphine, I meant to say.
Fuck me. I sincerely hope somebody takes that completely out of context. I wish I could edit that clip. I was talking to PJ there the other day and he was saying he remembers when he was on the methadone. You know what I mean? It was a particularly dark time. I tell you, I don't know what trousers he was changing then.
Yeah. You had to change a full suit, Louis Copeland's. He took a hard and got onto the methadone.
Fucking hell.
I meant to say the morphine. When I broke my legs, that's what I meant to say. I've never been on methadone to be life. Jesus Christ.
I remember when I had
to change me suit for the wedding and all, and I lost me head. It was unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, but like, they gave me this clicker for the, and yeah, I could self-medicate. Yes, because my legs were all fucked up around the operation. And you could just click it to get
yourself... You were in a hospital, by the way, at this stage.
Yeah. I was walking up O'Connell Street.
Walking along, clicking this thing. Oh, life is great, isn't it? I feel no pain.
How are you feeling, Peter? Give us a second. Clicking. When you're smiling, Yeah. But it was amazing because it was like time travel. Because you had nothing to do, so you click it and it just knocked me out. Whatever effect it had on me. I just click, knock you out, click, knock you out. And it was brilliant because then I just thought, fuck it, I'll eat. Click and wake up breakfast. And then I said, fuck it, I'll eat again. Click, dinner.
Jesus.
And you can actually look out the window, right? And click, pressing it. And I would get bright, daytime, nighttime. I think I went through about a month in about 10 seconds. It was unbelievable.
Sleeping your bonce off.
Yeah, so you know, drugs in the right hands, in the responsible hands, are a good thing. Methadone to change clothes, not a very good thing.
This advice has been brought to you by Dr. PJ Gallagher.
Yeah. If anybody wants a prescription, I did rob the stamp off my GP. Just bring in a copy book. I'll write down whatever you want.